Special treat for our listeners, our second podcast of the week. We thought it was a little bit overdue for another iPhone rollout. What do you think?
Yes, I tweeted you yesterday with a bit of a request. Added a few more numbers to your phone.
To my phone?
Yes.
I thought this was your turn. Do we need to do scissors, paper, rock or something to see who's going to whose phone we're going to use this
ready?
Time? Right, ready? One, two, three. Ah.
Bang.
Your rock beats my scissors.
Thank you.
So that means that your phone is what we're going to use this week. Okay, iPhone roulette. For those of you who haven't done iPhone roulette with us before,
I think
I just had a stroke. iPhone roulette is basically where we just spin our phone, our contact list, and whoever we put our finger on, whoever we land on, that's who we call, and we do some. We have a chat with them.
Mm.
We've had Yvonne Sampson. We've had former NRL official Luke Potter. We've had one of our Hall of Famers, BJ O'Rosenberg.
Mm.
Stock market commentator.
And full credit to the boy, Spruker.
And we also had Joel Kane just spontaneously one night.
A random.
So there we go. So let's do an iPhone roulette. Spin your phone contacts now.
Ooh. Ooh.
Who you got there?
Well, this could be interesting. Ready?
All right.
You ready?
Dial.
Reckon you'll be home? Very busy man.
Let's see.
James Hooper?
Yes.
James, it's former legend and late mailman here. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys.
How are you, former?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good champion. What's happening?
No, not much, mate. And late mailman's here as well.
G'day, Hoops. How are you, mate?
Hey, buddy. How are you, pal?
It's good to speak to you, Hoops. Thanks for joining us. Now, I guess we'll start off this week. It's quite fitting that the Tigers were playing at Leichhardt on the weekend, Sunday afternoon at Leichhardt, one of those most beautiful things. It's where it was your neighbourhood growing up.
Yeah, it was, boys. 2040, loved the area. Grew up in Leichhardt and grew up in Annandale. So, obviously, just got a soft spot for the inner west. Shame about the result there Sunday. I think the Tigers' record at Leichhardt now is starting to dip a little bit in recent times, certainly over the course of the last 12 months, which I know to all the Balmain juniors who are in the team, it still holds a very special place in their heart, that ground, so it stings them, and the same obviously for Campbelltown as well. You know, there's plenty of blokes, Nofa Luma, Chris Lawrence, those types of kids, and obviously Teddy Tedesco is probably the biggest star out of all of them, who also came through the Magpie ranks. So having a soft spot for Balmain, I often cop a fair stick from the Magpie nest as well. They always say you've got to be fair about it and balanced about it. So, in the interest of that, I always make sure that, you know, you got to recognise that side of the club as well.
Well, in defence of yourself, for those who don't know that you are a Leichhardt boy or an inner west boy anyway, you don't come across as a Balmain fan, Hoops, so I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but you don't sort of come across as any bias to the Tigers, so there you go.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Hoops, we'll start with a bit of origin talk, and I want to touch on my current favourite player outside of Marty Tapiao, David Clemmer. Now,
yep.
Hoops, what do you make of this whole Parker saying that he's got to pay them blokes respect? What do you think of that?
it's certainly set fire to a 44-gallon drum, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think you earn respect on the footy field. Like, I never played at any great level. And obviously all you blokes did, but at the same time, you don't have to play to any great level to know that you can earn respect with your actions as much as what you can with any words. Look, personally, I don't have an issue with Clemmer. It's part and parcel of Aussie sport, whether it's lawn bowls, boxing, cricket, league, union, whatever. Like, it just goes with the territory at the top level. So I don't have a problem with Clemmer wanting to say what he said out there on the field. I reckon if Corey Parker, like, I've had a bit to do with Corey Parker, he's a good bloke. He's a hard man as well, you know. Like, he won't take a backward step in a confrontational style of situation. I reckon if he had his time again, he'd choose his... I don't think he'd say that, you know. I don't think he'd say that, because the way that it's been construed, it's sort of like... Clemmer's got it over him, and Clemmer's obviously the young Turk with the pinballs rolling around inside the melon, and the other, Corey's been there and done it, and he's a bit more of a senior statesman. So I didn't have an issue with it. I reckon it's probably been, I know Canterbury have been desperate to smother it over the course of the last 7 days, because they just reckon Clemmer's getting too much oxygen in his tyres, and they're worried that it could start to not rattle him, but just sort of have his head elsewhere in terms of what he needs to be focused on, not only at club level but also obviously for this series decider in Origin 3.
Didn't hurt him last night, mate.
Nah, 100%. Yeah, he was coming off the back fence, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he loves it. Yeah, I remember seeing him in the under-20s a few years ago and just going, wow. Like, the first thing that struck me is just the size of him. He's all arms and legs and sinew, and he can obviously play, and he was just killing it. Like, numbers-wise, they were phenomenal stats that he was racking up. Look, good luck to him. I hope he goes well for the Blues up there in that crucial game.
New South Wales hooker, Hoops. What the hell's going to happen? What is going to happen? Like, Ennis is challenging his charge tomorrow night, which, I don't know, do you think he's a chance getting off?
I had a look at it. I reckon he is. Like, it's a bit of a lottery down there. You never know what they're going to serve up.
Absolutely.
So, given the magnitude of the game, and given that Jackson got a downgrade last week and is free to play, I wouldn't be surprised if Ennis does get off. But the beauty is, even if he doesn't, he just cops a week on the chin. Robbie Farah can sort of play ducks and drakes and a little bit of charades up there about whether he's going to play or not. But you'd have to say, with a broken hand and a busted shoulder, that'll be one of the most that'll be one of the bravest Origin performances of all time. He'd do it, like, no doubt.
But not effectively.
There, but I don't know how effective he could actually be in terms of the big picture of the game. So I think Ennis, even if he does cop the week, the way that I sussed it out today, the way the rules work, he'd be allowed to go and train with the side just as a shadow player. They don't officially name him, and then his suspension would end on Monday night after the round of games are finished. So that'll be Tigers and Parramatta Monday. As soon as that game's done, then he's served his suspension if he is out for a week, and Laurie Daly can name him in the side as of Tuesday.
It's hard to imagine, like you say, Robbie pulling through whatever the result of this surgery that he's actually in as we speak, I believe, or it's tonight at some stage anyway. I know that breaks are breaks. One break's different to another break, but Dylan Walker fractured his hand earlier in the year, and we saw him play out that game, which was, very tough of him at the time. But he was doing one-handed tackles and stuff like that, which you can't take that into Origin, surely.
No, you wouldn't think so. I don't know what would be cutting Robbie up more. The injuries that he's got, so the busted shoulder and the hand, or the fact that if he is ruled out, then his nemesis, Mick Ennis, is going to be the one who wears the Blues number 9 jumper.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously there's no love lost between the pair of them. They've got a long and decorated history. It's sort of the modern Mario and Benny. I know they've drifted apart a little bit in terms of how much they took it up over the last couple of years, but certainly 3 and 4 years ago, this was a great example of two blokes who loved to hate each other, and it was all centred around that blue jersey. And Ennis had the jump on Robbie after Robbie got punted, I think, at the end of the 09 series, or midway through the 09 series. So
Hoops,
it adds another nice little element to it.
Hoops, most importantly, will this injury affect Robbie's tennis games with Mick Potter?
I think he'll be safe. Apparently, he used to try and work on his left-hand game a lot of the time.
Did he?
I'm told he's ambidextrous. He can play both sides, Rob, so I think he should be okay.
Where is
Mick? Have we had an update on what Mick's up to these days?
Is that his left? He said he worked on both hands. Is that his knifing hand, or is it the other hand?
Just stick with...
Like I said, he's ambidextrous, so I think he's...
Hey,
obviously a talented bloke.
Hoops, during the weekend, obviously, one of the big stories come out was the Shark podcast and the Gallen, Flanagan, hoo-ha. And obviously, we wouldn't mind a free headline. So is there any chance here tonight you're going to announce Buzz Rothfield's retirement?
No danger whatsoever. He's obviously been around for many, many years, Buzz, broken a lot of biggest yarns, covered all the biggest issues. Mate, he's certainly a legend in terms of the rugby league reporting game, and I can confirm he won't be going anywhere for a long, long time. He's certainly not retiring.
I don't know what he's broke more of, big stories or the capillaries in his cheeks.
Well, in the old days, I can confirm he used to like a Benson and Hedges special filter, and I think he used to wash them down with two of his new throwdowns.
Nice.
Combined with possibly a little bit of red grape of an evening. But I can also tell you, these days, he's much more of an athlete.
Is he?
It's all about antioxidants, goji berries, that sort of a thing, and he has got a lot better balance in his life.
So will he be?
And that's sort of transpired over the course of the last 10 years.
With this newfound diet, will he be moving from the Shire to around Newtown area? Or
I think he's safe down in the Shire. He's been down there. He's got his bunker and everything set up down there, so he has been down there for a long time. But I do know. I believe he did. He was in a fair bit of dialogue with Laurie Daly about the Blues diet and that coconut water, coconut shakes. Style of thing that they decided to take into game one earlier in the year in Potts Harbour. So, yeah, look, he has had input on a variety of levels.
Hey, we were talking about the podcast, Hoops, the Shark Cast, I think they call it. Without going into too much detail, because it's been talked about quite a lot over the last few days, but what do you sort of make of... Do you think that's Flanagan saying in not particularly cryptic language that the Sharks are going to play pretty hard for Gal to give a little bit more back to the club in terms of playing minutes in 2016?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, the way I read into it was just a classic loose carry from Flanagan in that clearly he doesn't want Gal to play. I meant to do these numbers today, boys, and I was running around doing other stuff and I didn't actually triple check it with Fox, but I'm keen to know how many games has Gal, you boys might know, how many games has he actually played for Cronulla this season?
I don't know about this season. Last year it was 12, wasn't it?
Okay, yeah, so that's right. I think that it was 12 last year. I reckon this year, I'd have to say, I reckon maximum six, but I'm thinking more down towards the four mark, but we'll triple check that because you do need to be accurate in this line of work. So definitely don't take that as a matter of fact. But in relation to Flano's comments, and I had to laugh at Lyle Gorman, the CEO, trying to run the smother.
The biggest smother in history.
Saying, oh, no, he was just relaxed. And you sort of relax in that environment and all that. It's like, mate, he said what he thinks. And he told, he clearly just shot it the way that he wants it to roll next year, which is he doesn't want Gal to play rep footy. And look, from a club coach's perspective, when you're looking at the types of numbers that Gal played last year and the numbers that he's played this year for his club, and then the fact that he's, you know, desperately trying to get himself right for these big games, but then missing all the Cronulla element of his footy, I can understand where he's coming from. But yeah, it ended up, well, the way that they tried to smother and the way it all sort of went licorice all sorts all over the place, it ended up pretty ugly for the Sharks, I thought. And then I heard Gal on Triple M on Sunday being direct and being fair about it, but you could see as much as he said, you know, he's trying not to let it worry him and he wasn't concerned about it, you could kind of see that it had got under his skin a little bit. I saw he had a big crack at the blokes who were doing the podcast. I thought that was a bit off tap. Like,
yeah,
they're doing their jobs. They've asked a question and the coach has answered. It's got nothing to do with them.
Well, I said during our podcast, Hoops, I wonder whether Gal's learnt much from when he dropped the C-bomb on Twitter last time about how the internet actually works. You say something, it's there.
Yeah, technology's changed the world, hasn't it? So I did think it was a little bit... The only thing that I thought was average from Gal's perspective was throwing the blokes behind the podcast under the bus in terms of them distributing it. That wasn't my understanding of it. I don't think they were sending it around as breaking news to every media outlet in along the eastern seaboard. I think they might have tweeted it once, and you know, a journo who was sitting around or whatever and doing their background saw it, listened to it, and went, "Oh wow, this is actually something. Quite a big story." And it blew up from there.
Well, we got Clive to crunch the numbers for us, Hoops. Seven games he's played this year, which is more than I would have thought.
Yeah, that is years, actually. I was leaning certainly much more towards the four than the six that I tossed out earlier, again, without any factual basis whatsoever. Seven, look, it's still not a lot, is it? Like,
no.
We're heading into round 17. Is that value for money from a Cronulla perspective? Probably not, given the amount of the salary cap percentage that Gal would chew up. So, look, I can understand where they're coming from. And then the other element that I know the Sharks are always trying to balance when it comes to Gal is the whole boxing thing too. Like, obviously, he's now right into that, and that's an earn for him outside of footy at the end of every season. But with that too, you know, there's some risks associated, and it comes back to, are the Sharks getting value for money in terms of their best paid player? And that's definitely, I reckon, why Flano was just putting the pen through him for next season.
Hoops, we'll move away from footy just for a tick. Your one of your other great loves is boxing.
Yep.
Now, a hero of mine, love the bloke to death, Danny Green, announced he's coming back this week.
Yes.
Now, Danny's, I don't know if people know, Danny's the number one ticket holder for Parramatta. Do you think with all that's been happening at Parramatta lately, Danny's just got frustrated and decided he wants to punch someone in the face? So he's...
he's a staunch AFL man, Greeny. He loves his AFL, he loves his surfing. And he does have a soft spot for the Parramatta Eels because he used to go and train out there.
Yeah.
He trained out there for a couple of years in the lead up to a few of his big fights in Sydney. I know he certainly trained there in the lead up to the Tarver fight, and he was also doing some stuff there in the lead up to the Roy Jones fight too. So, look, yeah, obviously it's a licorice all sorts out at the Eels at the moment. It's just musical chairs, and they all sort of take a turn at stabbing each other when the other one's not looking. But from Greeny's perspective, nah, he's 42. He's got the itch big time about trying to square up with Chock. That's sort of something I know that just sits like, you know, for want of a better phrase, he has got a little bit of shit on the liver about that, and that's the fight that really bugs him all the time. If there was a fight that he could, you know, just walk into any given day, I know for a fact if London said, "I'll fight you tomorrow," he'd take it because it does eat him. He gets asked about it a lot. He doesn't feel as though he put in his best performance on that particular night back in 2006. So yeah,
there were reasons.
That's what it's all aimed at. Like, yeah, he's fighting this bloke out of Slovakia. I think his name's Tomas Kovacs. I've had a bit of a look at him. He looks pretty similar to Greeny Boys in terms of his style. He's quite he's broad, he's quite sinewy, he's got long arms, a decent reach, and it looks like he's got a little bit of power. I reckon Greeny, his strong suit has always been his power, so he's certainly got the edge in that department. But look, he doesn't look like a complete pushover, this bloke.
Hey, Hoops, we're going to do a couple of quick ones before we get to our set of six, which wraps things up. Jared Hayne.
Yep.
Quickly, where's he at? Are we going to see him in the near future back here at all?
I don't reckon we'll see him back until 2017, having a crack at the NRL again.
Yep.
I think he will come back and have another go because he'll just get itchy feet. He's got unfinished business and there's too much cash in it not to want to have another shot at it. In terms of the NFL, he came back here, he had an a cyst on his foot and he had to get that operated on. And so he's had that done. I think he's still out here at the moment. He's heading back over to the NFL soon. I don't think he's going to make the top 53 roster for the 49ers.
You don't think?
But then what they have on top of that is they have like a 10-man practice squad. But I reckon he'll make that.
Okay.
And they'll keep him. So that means he does all the training. He's around the side the entire time. He basically does everything except physically play in the NFL and play the game. So I think they'll let him do that for 12 months with a view to he makes the cut the next time around. And if he doesn't, then I think we'll see him come back here.
So over in the 49ers, does he get a Price or a Corolla, or is it a step up to the Kluger like over at the Roosters?
No, look, Uncle Nick, his contact book is one of the most wide-reaching in the world. So Uncle Nick's got friends in high places all over the place, and he can reach out. Actually, a big element of his car yard business is over in the state. So,
of course it is.
Yeah, if he needs a ride, He knows who to call. Uncle Nick can fix that. And Wayne Beavis is obviously pretty thick with Uncle Nick too. So I think that's how the Kluger came about in the first place.
Speaking of wide-ranging books, contact books, Carmichael Hunt hoops.
He shouldn't have opened his, yeah.
Yeah, no. What do you make of a bloke tossing every bloke under the bus like he has? He's stamped his passport never to play for Australia in any form of footy again, surely.
I reckon he stamped his invitation anywhere.
Yeah.
Into any other team, into any other sport. Basically, in terms of his career rolling forward from this point on.
I've heard Coke have even asked him to go and buy Pepsis.
You could probably safely say he wasn't in danger of getting a crack in the media after the recent revelations anyway, before he threw everyone under the bus. Now, look, don't forget, like, he's thrown everyone under the bus, but he thinks he's done that behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Just the Queensland Crime Commission. Now, these blokes are heavy in terms of, as far as coppers go, like, They're a heavy organisation. It's like them, the Australian Crime Commission, New South Wales Crime Commission. That's as high up the food chain as you get. They chase organised crime. They chase the big name gangsters. Now,
yeah,
these blokes accidentally were small fish who got jagged, you know, for their own means going and buying stuff. Does that make it acceptable to throw everybody under the bus from Carmichael's perspective? No way. So I reckon it's off tap what he did. I know for a fact that once you break that code of silence that exists within a lot of the elite sporting organisations, well, any sporting team right down to the lower grades, once you rat your mates out and betray people's trust, that's it. Like, you're off tap for life. So I don't think you can... I don't know what he does from here. I'll be surprised if he manages to somehow continue playing rugby union.
Now, Hoops, we'll go quickly through something. We'll do a bit of a word association, all right? Now, we won't throw you under the bus if you happen to say something litigious. I'll say a word. You tell me what you think. You can say as many words as you want after it. Asada.
Peptides.
Mundine. Rugby union.
Boring.
Danny Widler.
Red.
Buzz Rothfield.
Capillaries.
Podcasts.
Sharknado. What was it? Sharkcast.
Sharkcast. Full credit to the boys was the correct answer. I'll give you to say that again. Warnie.
Warnie, was it? Sorry?
Yeah, Warnie.
Champion, bangers, blow-up things.
Mainly his lips. Wendell.
The big man. Benny Ross. Busted arm. Dual international. Loves to talk about international belt.
Leichhardt.
2040, eighth wonder of the world. Best place on earth.
Gallon.
Pass.
The Annandale Hotel.
Good joint. Live music. Had a little bit of a touch-up recently. They sold brick by brick. I think you could buy a brick for a buck or a brick for 20 bucks. It does all right. It's a bit trendy for me. I prefer the Vic. Or the old North Annandale.
Hey, Hoops, we're going to wrap things up, but before we do, we've got what we call the set of six. Very, very original for a rugby league something podcast.
Saying that, it's the North Queensland set of six because there's actually seven questions.
Ah, very good. Yeah, some of your best.
All right, so we'll kick it off with the first one. Hoops, the most famous person in your phone?
Famous person in my phone, Joey Johns.
Ooh,
very good. Speaking of Carmichael Hunt, your best sledge
you've received? or you've heard?
Yeah, geez, I've had some good ones on Twitter thrown at me, mainly Sharks fans.
They don't like your hoops, do they?
No, they don't. I said one night something about, I mentioned how the NRL was thinking about moving them, which they absolutely were, and could still well be, but they've just gone quiet about it, up to Queensland. And I said, oh, I know the Cronulla fans will be throwing VV tins at their TV sets as we speak, but, you know, this is what's happening. When I got off Fox, the Twitter was just a light, and they're buck-tooth. You're a buck-tooth potato head. There was lots of language that you'd have to beep out for your podcast. But yeah, rest assured, there was a lot of colourful stuff going on after that.
Do you think if you and Rebecca Wilson walked hand in hand down towards Northie's, Cronulla Riots Part 2 would kick in, or?
it's a short price, maybe $1.04. I'd like to think it's $66 for Beck and I walking hand in hand down the street down there.
But yeah, that's the first hurdle. Hey, Hoops, what's your pizza or beer of choice? Pizza of choice and beer of choice.
Mate, pizza I'll go ham and pineapple with mushrooms, and beer I will go Chewy's Newt.
Excellent. Celebrity crush, male or female? You sounded pretty fond of Warnie before.
Yeah, Warnie is a funny character, but no, I won't go there. I always like that Alyssa Milano off Who's the Boss.
Good choice. Yes. That's solid. Yeah, that's solid.
Hoops, you've seen some great sporting events in your travels for work and play. Sporting event on your bucket list?
Bucket list. NFL Super Bowl.
Nice.
Tackle six, final 24 hours. What do you definitely do?
Final 24 hours. Try and have as many Ronnies as you can. go to the pub, have a bet. And then spend the rest of it with my kids.
Good boy.
Sounds good. And final Hoops, your karaoke song.
Karaoke song would be Cold Chisel KCM.
So you'll be cheering nice and loud when the boys come out at the NRL Grand Final this year then?
Yeah, good was it. I was pretty happy about that, but then I'm copping a bit of stick from
I don't get
around
it.
Town. People reckon they're outdated and yesterday's band all that. But no, I reckon they'll go enormous.
Mate, they're no more outdated than stonewashed denim, mullet haircuts and Holden Camaras, and I'll get all three of them.
Exactly.
Hey, Hoops, just quickly, who's going to win the comp?
I like the Roosters at the moment. I reckon they're just sort of starting to kick at the right time, getting injured blokes back at the right time, and they've been flying under the radar a bit at the start. So.
And what about Origin 3, mate?
Yeah, Hart says New South Wales, yeah. I reckon we could, hopefully, fingers crossed, this could be the changing of the guard that Gus has been talking about for a while now. So fingers crossed they'll give a good account.
Good on you, Hoops. Look, thanks for joining us here on Full Credit to the Boys this week. Absolutely no trouble getting to you, which was absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much, mate. You can catch him on Twitter, at Jimmy Hooper, if you feel like calling him a buck-tooth whatever. But no, he's been a great sport, so thanks for joining us, Hoops, and we'll have you on later in the season some stage. How does that sound?
Pleasure, boys. You're all legends. Much appreciated.